Next up, we have North Carolina Central head coach Lavelle Moten. Good morning, Coach Moten. Well, Coach, you are the defending MEAC champions, both regular season and tournament. Talk about last year's run.
Obviously it was incredible. A tremendous group, probably not the most talented team, but the synergy and the chemistry, those guys made me look a lot better than I actually were. And, it's amazing what a group or a team can accomplish whenever no one cares who received the credit. And that's a testament to that team. So hats off to them. It was an incredible ride.
Well, this year's roster is littered with new faces. Let's hear a little bit about your newcomers and the returnees that will impact this year's team.
We'll start with the newcomers. We have KJ Javar and Jordan Parks. We're going to ride them. They're obviously our leaders and returners, so they are really experienced and had a taste of success, and they've done a good job thus far in trying to instill that into our newcomers and, just allowing them to understand our vernacular and our culture and how we do things around here. And, with the newcomers, I start with the point guard, Nimrod Hilliard. Had a really successful year or career at Lamar, and due to APR issues, he transferred here. And, so we're fortunate to have him, incredible kid. I think he can help us. I got to go down the roster. We have Enoch Hood, transfer from James Madison, who's eligible this year at the five, so he'll help us out a little bit. Jamal Ferguson, transferred from Marquette. He set out last year, so hopefully he can help us. Dante Holmes hasn't really been as productive as he's capable of being in his time here thus far, but we're looking forward to big things. He's had a great preseason. Rashawn Madison, also from the Tidewater area. He came to us from New Mexico State Junior College. And, I think he'll be a great addition. And we have a senior in Anthony McDonald who transferred from Mississippi Valley State. As a fifth-year guy, he's in graduate school who can really shoot the basketball. So, needless to say, we had to go out and get some pieces to, try to duplicate the performance of last year.
Well, Coach, after winning, there are a lot of expectations heading into the upcoming season. What are your expectations for this upcoming year? And talk a little bit about the 2014-15 outlook and the schedule.
My expectations, they never change. I think I've been consistent with that. And basically for us, it's just to win every day. We don't talk about championships around here. We just talk about doing things the right way every single day. And I think if you do that in August and September and October, then you put yourself in a position to be successful come March and April. I told the guys they're not even allowed to mention the words last year because this ain't last year's team, So rid yourselves of those expectations and rid yourself of those accomplishments. They have to be the 2014-15 team. And I told them we're not defending anything. Last year's championship is last year's championship. We've won that. It's a nice little pretty trophy up there, and no one can come take that away, but no one can go win that again as well. So my point is they have to create their own legacy this year. And, I use some humor in describing it, but I made them watch a video of the Temptations with my girl and David Ruffin. And I was like, that was a classic hit, but then David Ruffin left the group. That wasn't the same Temptation. So now we got some new people in, and now we got to create some more hits, But we still got Otis and a couple of those guys, but we got to create some more hits around here, man. And they understand the level of expectation. They understand what's expected of them, and, they're working extremely hard. And in terms of scheduling, it's everybody's going to sing the same song, I'm sure, that scheduling is tough. It's really been tough. The toughest thing for us in terms of scheduling is actually getting games. When I took over the program, when we first made the transition to from Division II to Division I, the phone wouldn't stop ringing. Everyone wanted to play all the time. And now, the rabbit got the gun, and we can't get anyone to play. We just finished our schedule a couple of days ago. So obviously I wasn't accustomed to being in that situation, but needless to say, it's going to be a tough schedule. And, you know, you're going to have a lot of challenges and a lot of obstacles to overcome, but you'll see what your team is made of, you know, early on. And so we're not running away from that. We're not going to shy away from that. We play who we play, and hopefully we can just make ourselves better and prepare ourselves for conference.
North Carolina Central will tip off its season on Friday, November 14th, as it takes on the University of North Carolina. For more information on the Eagles men's basketball team, visit www.nccueaglepride.com.